It came to an end, but he doesn't waste any time in making the transition to the management space. I speak of Jude Bolton. It's a great pleasure to welcome him to Trade Radio. Jude, you're with Tristan Fernanda and Marty Pask. Firstly, let us congratulate you on a wonderful career. And how have you made that transition to a player manager?
Tristan, Marty, how are you, boys? It's been good, mate. I've obviously been a bit of a whirlwind week after being knocked out in the prelim and then all the grand final sort of goings on and things like that. But it moves pretty quickly. Obviously, you don't want to. If you sit out of the game for too long, you're long gone. So no, we're just obviously going to do a lot of work with my manager Ben Williams, and he works for Players Inc. And so I'll just do a little bit of work there, and hopefully sign some media contract at some stage as well. So it should be good.
Fantastic, Jude. I know Ben quite well. He's a great agent, and you're in good hands there. But the question for me is playing and guiding these young men, and particularly you've got Jesse White, who's had a lot of scrutiny, if you like, in the media. Is he going? Is he staying? How do you find that potentially when you may be, I guess, you wouldn't be in list management discussions, but you'd certainly be talking to the coach, and you've got a great relationship with John, and then obviously in the next breath you've got a great relationship with Jesse and try and guide him through that. Just for the listeners, how'd you find that balance throughout the year?
I've been helping with Benny and along the way, and starting to understand the business along the way. I guess it is a tough juggle. You don't want to have a conflict of interest. I've spoken to the lads about that, and certainly we just go and have a quiet coffee and work out exactly where they're at and where their head's at. And I think that's part of the deal, is actually knowing where you're comfortable at, where you're where you actually want to see yourself, and go from there. And I think the best thing for Jesse is that, I mean, he's had such a 12 month turnaround. I think this time last year he'd been bandied around, obviously, with the Adelaide deal, and people were just almost laughing about that. Now they know exactly how good a player he is, what he's been able to do, and what he's been able to achieve. So it's to his credit that he's worked hard and put himself in that position.
So, Jude, tell us, why is there such a desire to move away from Sydney if he's established himself so well this year? Have you and he spoken to the list management team, which means he's going to be starved of opportunities going forward, or do you need to just explore all opportunities?
No, just Jesse's understood that obviously there's been some key forwards come to the club with Kurt Tippett and obviously Sam Reed's a premiership player at the Swans. So I mean, Jesse's looked at opportunities, and also he's very keen. A Victorian-based club. He's got family down in Victoria. He's got his clothing label and things like that. So he's got Dodger and Navajo and a couple a few things down there. So he's keen to get to a Victorian club. He's obviously speaking to Collingwood. It's one of those things that he knows that they're interested in him. So it's just a meet and greet for a start and see where that goes to.
And Jude, with Jesse, I mean, watching this year and his development, he's certainly he's grown in stature a hell of a lot this year, and certainly should be very proud of that. So Victorian clubs, I mean, is that something that you've sat down and worked out with him, or identified three or four, and then try and narrow it down to a couple and say, well, Jesse, these are our options, this is our opportunity, and let's try and get you there?
Yeah, Ben's had a lot of a chat to a few different clubs down there. I think it's something that obviously this time of the year, it's actually just feeling the groups out and actually seeing where everyone's needs and wants are. But as I said, I mean, Jesse and you guys were talking about it. It sometimes just takes a lot of development time. It's that 4 or 5 years with key forwards, and he's now, he's grown as a player. So it's in a great position to be able to start bargaining and sitting down at the bargaining table.
And then obviously a couple of viewers listeners have asked the question: Brisbane and Fremantle, so they're off the table.
At this stage, he's keen for Victorian club. As I said, he's got family down there. There's a link down there with his clothing label. So he's really keen on a Victorian club at this stage.
Jude, before we let you go, tell us about the transition you've made. There seem to be a lot of former players recently retired who have joined the management ranks. You look at Marty here, Scott Lucas, Michael Doughty, another one. Was it something that you worked on, or you had that view to the future and did your necessary accreditation exams, et cetera, throughout 2013?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I've always enjoyed that sort of mentorship of players, and I think that we do it quite well at Swans in terms of mentoring younger guys coming through, and that's part of it actually, just making sure they're feeling comfortable and you know, getting ready to you know, improve in their career and actually make a fist of their career. And certainly you know, going to the manager's space, I did my accreditation during the year. There's only one time a year you can become an agent, so managed to sit down, knock that over, and yeah, just really enjoy that space. So yeah, looking forward to the transition and go from there.
Well, Jude, congratulations once again for everything you achieved on the field. Good luck now as you embark upon your management career, and we look forward to catching up with you over the next fortnight here on Trade Radio.
Cheers, boys.
Thanks, Jude.